Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Airbrand Podcast. This is episode 6 of season 3, aka the Ing season. Some people might have guessed it since last episode was called Falling. So this episode is titled Loving. So just like this song says, put a little love in your heart. Because you don't know what someone else is going through. You don't know somebody's struggle. You don't know their journey or what path that they are taking or they're on. Because there's already so much negativity in the world. We need as much as positivity that we can handle. Like, be overjoyed and stimulated in positivity. Whether it be your family, friends, acquaintances, associates, like, it doesn't cost anything to uplift someone. And especially yourself, like, you need to show yourself love as well. Like, who else is going to do it besides you? Like, you already know God loves you and stuff. So what about the earthly people here? Like, who can you call on to when things get rough for you and you feel like you're failing or you don't feel love? So I say, give people their flowers whenever you can and possible. Like, give them abundance of flowers within words, appreciation, affirmations. No matter what it is, make sure you're being honest, of course. Like, because words, deeper words have meaning. Like, so make sure you're actually speaking life over someone when you speak, say positive things to them. But I know there's probably some people don't feel loved. Or they might not feel like they're a loving individual because they're like, because what they're going through at a time, like for me, for example, I've been going through some stuff, but like I still try to find the positive into what I'm doing and what I'm involved in. Because I don't think it's right for me to even try to bring someone down to where I'm probably at. I guess mentally, but I don't really show that I'm mentally down because I'm always laughing and always work hard no matter what. So, and I continue to strive and try to reach the goals that I set out for myself. So I'm trying to love every part of me and everything that I'm involved in. Like, if there's no love behind it, then why are you doing it? Like, why are you truly doing it? Why are you working? Besides money, of course. You work for your love and money. What is it? What is causing you to be loving to a person, place, or thing? So, because there's a lot of people hating. I find that out more and more each day. And people, and of course, people on the internet, like, they're like, dang, somebody always hating, like, either hating on you or hating on someone you know or something that they're not a part of because they want to be a part of. So they, all they can do is just hate. So the counteract that you have to be loving. And I know, just like last episode, I know people were going to think the episode Falling was going to be about falling in love. And now this episode is called Loving. So they probably think it's about being in love with someone or something. But in a way, yeah, you have to be in love with what you're doing. You have to be in love with yourself. Like, there's already... enough, you already probably get enough hate, so you should work on better loving yourself than hating yourself, because you're not You're not gonna get far with that. Like, I know it's like, yeah, he can just say that, but he's not going through anything, or he don't know how it is. But things definitely get tough, 'cause so you definitely have to be loving. You have to have some ounce of love for yourself to continue pushing forward and moving. You have to have a will to love for yourself or whatever you're involved in. Because not many people have that characteristic. If you can say that's a characteristic, probably more ways than none. Because when people even think of love, they're like, oh, yeah, it's just a misused word, or it's just an overused word. But I want people to think, when they think of loving, it's like something that you can do. Like, and is it something that you're doing? Like, who are you showing love to? And are you showing love to yourself? It has to be in your nature to be a loving individual. You have to be a loving person. Like, you're not going to really prosper or get anywhere being a hateful person. Like, promote love and prosperity. Love and positivity. Like, whatever seed that you're planting, like, you have to put love into it. Then what are you watering for? What are you planting? What are you planting the seed in your life? Like, there's no love involved. So what is it being ruled by? What is the agenda of, or the purpose of what you do? Love has to be involved. And of course, your dreams, you're just your way of life. Like, that makes a lot of people who they are, because they're naturally a loving person. They just group into that, because a lot of people didn't experience that certain stuff growing up. So they spoiled with love. They spoiled themselves with love. They spoiled themselves with a long time, with affirmations. Because it's very uplifting to even say an affirmation to yourself. Like, take the time throughout your day to even say these things to yourself. Like, I am amazing. I am worthy. I'm worthy to be loved. I am destined for greatness. I deserve every positive thing that's coming my way. So you can write these things down. Like, you can say them daily, like, even more. Let's keep it going. Love has to be the end game for you, whether it be a relationship or not, like with yourself or anyone else, like, or even just friendships. You have to be loving. Like, that's your part. Like, what do you feel that you need to do to be more loving? Like, you have to be slow, like, just like the verse about love. Like, you know, love doesn't boast, love is kind, love doesn't envy. So apply that to hating on somebody. You shouldn't be like, oh, why, how they get this, how they get that, like, oh, they doing this, but I can't do that. No, you're saying that you can't do these things. Nobody said you can't. Like, come on now. Are you promoting this positive stuff in your life? Because you got to pour into yourself, not just to other people. Like, be much of an overflow that it just is. It spills into other people's lives, as long as it's something positive. You want to be that positive light in someone's darkness. Like, clear their vision up. Like, help them on their path, because somebody did it for you. Somebody did it for you. Be a helpful, I guess, over, you know, can't even think of the word, but I guess you can look at it be a helping, guiding light, because some people get led astray, and some people they allow themselves to get led astray because they don't have this type of love within their lives. Like, they so used to the negative that they just did. They clench and they're drawn to the negative. Like, so positivity and like love is very foreign to them. So they don't know what that looks like, because there's different forms of it, but they don't have a clue. Like, people, they don't have examples of these things. So how would they know? How would they know? You wouldn't, because if you're not used to something, so you wouldn't know what it is. When it comes to your life, like when you're even experiencing certain things, you're not used to it. So you don't know how to react. You don't know how to welcome it, because not everybody's like that. A lot of people have hidden agendas. Some people promote themselves to be loving and positive, but they're really not. So you have to watch out for the signs, because there's negative signs and positive signs. But you have to know which way to go. Because essentially, are you going to end up leading yourself astray? Or are you going to allow someone else to do it? And neither one should be the latter. Like, you should be leading yourself in the right direction. Now, of course, everybody's going to make mistakes and fall short getting there sometimes. But you just have to keep going, because, like, having that will to keep going, someone else notices that and it pushes them forward. And it gives them an example, because, again, the will to love and keep pushing forward is foreign to them. So they don't know what it looks like. So you can't really. And also, if someone's not prepared, you can't introduce that type of thing. You just be loving from afar and just let the chips fall where they may. But having good intentions goes a long way, because, again, there's a lot of people in the world that have bad intentions. They have bad will and, like, ill for other people, because they don't think they deserve certain things, and they don't think that person deserves certain things if they don't feel like they themselves deserve it. So if they can't have it, nobody else should. Nobody should have this happiness. Nobody should be continuing on, especially if they're left behind. So even those people deserve love, because they have to have an example what to go by, because they're not going to always be some type of hateful person or some negative Nancy. I believe the more love you put out, the more love you will receive. And not everybody gets that, because karma does come for the people that pours out negative. So you should be striving to be the best person you could be, but make sure there's love behind that. Because if you don't love who you are, you're not going to be able to love what you do or what you're doing. Because it's just like, since season one, I asked, so what we doing? So you have to learn these things so you can know what you're doing to get to where you're going. There's different types of love, but everyone should work on self-love and be loving to themselves. You will go on further, and it probably will help you stay out of different things. Because some people actually like that being positive and being around positive people. Nobody likes being around chaos and a whole bunch of mess all the time. No. There's no fun in that. There's no fun in that at all. Like, you definitely know what you're doing then. Like, you always have the look over your shoulder. Or just, you can't be who you are, really. Because you're being something that you're not. Because some people once was loving, so then they just practically just went over to the other side and just continue to be negative. So the love is foreign to them as well. And them people can't be really to blame neither. Because what can they possibly do? Like, if they weren't taught these things and they, of course, didn't learn them, so how would they know what to look for? How would they know what to look for? We need to be better examples for ourselves and for other people. Because some people have a lot of people looking up to them, a lot of people rooting for them. Like, you could be mentoring somebody and you don't even know it. You don't even know it. Somebody could be using your life as an example, like, oh yeah, they're promoting this and that. But like, I can see for myself, for an example, like, oh yeah, they are doing what they say they're doing. So I can look at my life and like, yeah, you know, let me try this with this situation. Like, let me kind of use the tools that they have talked about using and use that to help me with what I got going on. Like, love goes a long way. So you can reach so many people by just being this way instead of being the other. And of course, you don't want to be around people that aren't loving either, because what's the point of that? You just gonna sit around and just hate on everybody and complain of what someone else got or what situation has happened to you. Like, you have to be the one to judge your own success. You can't count on other people. Like, you have to be reliable to you and whoever else is counting on you. And that goes a long way. Because not everybody has people that they can just call on or be like, yeah, so this is what I'm going to do. Like, get advice from another person. Like, especially if you make good judgment, but you want to double check behind yourself, that's a good way. Because for you, of course, you should be the one loving yourself, but you should surround your people that love you also. Like, and of course, no, I ain't talking about being in love with you. Just people that just love who you are, because you're just you. You're just simply being yourself. Like, and people gravitate to that because some people not used to being themselves. They're used to putting on a facade or a different face to hide who they truly are because they felt like they had to. So they're being loving to themselves, but because they felt like that's who they were. So I'm going to end with this. Go out there and show love to as many people as you can, like many people that you see needed, because you don't know how you can touch somebody's heart. You don't know how, what type of impact you can make until you actually go out and do it. So make sure you know what you're doing and you're living your best life as much as possible. And you're moving the hills, you're moving the mountains as well. This has been the Air Brand Podcast. I'm Jay Air. You can find me on Instagram at Jay Air to the Throne and also Jay Air Solo. My YouTube channel is called Air Gaming. And I'm also on TikTok at Relatable Nostalgia and 90210 Air Solo, which is drawn from the group YouTube channel I have with my family and friends called 90210 Gaming. So check those out and definitely listen to the Blurred and Beyond podcast. We're doing some great things. But stay tuned for more and be blessed. All right.